time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
Good afternoon. We welcome you to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. And, you know, the old saying of sometimes it's better to be lucky than to be good. We might be able to look at that today since we're visiting with Chelsea Llewellyn, Program Manager from ISU Extension and Outreach. And when I say it's always good to have her on, but, you know, we're a little bit lucky because now we can say, oh, my gosh, it's going to freeze tonight. What are we going to do, Chelsea? What are we going to do?
Yes, in preparation for today, I was like, yep, Ken's going to ask me what to do about everyone's gardens in the next couple of days, so better prepare myself for that. But, yeah, so there's and it was really funny. Literally, I went to go write down the word frost, and the frost advisory popped up on my phone. Like, no joke, it was the weirdest timing. But, yeah, so Friday, there's a potential of frost advisory in the area, so be thinking ahead for that. So today, I will probably make my decision of what plants am I going to want to keep Friday night, because I always like to bring a few in just to have over through the course of the winter and the spring, because I like to look at plants all year round. So decide what are you going to keep, what are you just going to want to pitch, and then something that I always like to remind people, because I didn't know until pretty recently in the last couple years, is water your plants before the frost. Because what the frost does is it sucks all the moisture out of the plant, and that's what makes it goes limp and weird color and whatnot. So give your plants that you want to save a little shot of water well in advance. So sometime midday, Friday morning, sometime tonight, and then cover them or bring them inside the garage. So bringing them inside would be probably the best, but if it's a in-ground plant like a mom you want to keep, give a little water and cover it, and you should be fine. I don't think it's going to get too cold for too long. I think the advisory said between 1 a.m. and 9 a.m., so right. It's not going to be all night, which is good, but definitely think ahead now. Get all your sheets out of your garage. I'll have to go find all my sheets to cover plants because I have no idea where they're at.
And, of course, while the low was supposed to be about freezing tomorrow morning, it's also supposed to be down there again Saturday morning. So, you know, I guess the good thing is that if you want to make the preparations, at least you can leave them there for two nights until it starts to warm up just a little bit in the overnight.
Yep, if you're going to cover them, just kind of peel them back a little bit after 9 a.m. after that frost advisory leaves on Saturday morning, and then just cover them back up again. But yeah, you can leave everything out overnight. So at least you're preparing for 2 days and not just one single night.
Of course, some of us, about the only thing that I really look forward to with freezing temperatures is to get rid of some of the bugs.
I'm ready for that. I am ready for that. However, the flies always flock to our garage and then die, so I have to sweep out flies on a regular. But other than that, I am ready to get rid of the bugs. I agree.
All right. So any other tips on keeping the plants alive a little bit longer if you want to while it gets this cold again, which we know comes every year.
Comes every year, yeah. That'd be about my only thing, is make sure you give them that shot of water, cover them, or bring them in. That's about the best you could do. So make your decisions tonight on what you want to save.
All right. What else has been going on? You've been spending a little time getting some ideas, I hear.
We have been, yeah. So Megan Carlson, our County Youth Coordinator, and I have been at Youth Fest this week, it's called. It's a three-day conference. It's big, it's long, but we always get great ideas. I was unfortunately not able to attend all three days this year just because of my other responsibilities. I had to come back yesterday, but I still learned a lot in the first 2 days. Megan and I will be super excited to get together next week when we're both back and ready to actually digest everything that we've learned. We always come back with flyers on programs. We come back with actual program manuals that we could put into place. We come back with just so many programs, workshops, and ideas. So I've learned about how to finally, I've been trying and to figure out a way to connect with high schoolers through my job, and I've got an idea now through some ag programming that I'm going to, fingers crossed, put into place, maybe with another county's help. And I've got, weirdly enough, I got an idea for my Master Gardeners through my Youth Fest. It just happened to be that I think it would be better fit for me to have my Master Gardeners help me than some 4-H clubs. But we're excited. It was a great, our theme was Light Your Spark, I think was what it was.
Okay.
So I definitely can say my spark is lit now. I am very rejuvenated and ready to go.
You got all these ideas, yes, just trying to figure out how to break their way out of between the ears.
Yes,
right?
And it came at a good time. We had a new office assistant start several weeks ago, and so mm-hmm. I am now able to let some of my old roles go and officially just be a program coordinator and do more. So I couldn't figure out why I was just so excited after Youth Fest more than I have so in the past. Amy's like, it's because you can do more now. And I was like, oh, yeah, I can. So I'm really excited.
So what was this, just a gathering of folks from the extension offices around the state then?
Yeah, so it's predominantly for just all the CYCs and the people like me that have mm-hmm. outreach kind of responsibilities, and then our supervisors on the youth side all attend, and then some state staff. So there was 150 people registered for the conference. So it was a lot of meeting people. There was people anywhere that had been an extension for 30 years, and then all the way down to I literally have been on the job for 3 weeks. So we got to meet some people and then see some old friends as well, and it was all on campus.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're probably pretty shy when it comes to some of these networking opportunities, right?
Oh, I love to talk. I don't know if you guys know that, but I love to talk.
Yeah, we've noticed it. Yep. We love having you here, of course. That helps to be on the radio. How are things going with the pantry?
It's going great. We had gotten a donation several weeks ago from Fairway to the emergency food box to us. We are officially out of everything that we had gotten from them, which is sad, but we are still seeing the donations from the community. I had put a few things out yesterday, and then I came back this morning, and it was completely stocked by community members. So it's doing great. I have a volunteer out currently as I speak. I just prepped her to go out right before I came to start gathering the last of the produce from the gardens. I have her going to about every location in Marshalltown to kind of gather as much as we can before the frost.
Before the frost, yeah.
Another tip, I guess, there is anything that you think is just about ripe, I would pick them tonight or tomorrow morning before the frost hits, that way so you don't have a kind of weird fleshy tomato after Friday. So, you know, don't be afraid to pick green tomatoes. But speaking of that, too, if you have a large amount of green tomatoes that you're not going to do anything with, I mean, there are people that like to do things with green tomatoes, so drop them off at our pantry or the House Compassion or Salvation Army or the food box. So they'll welcome those as well. But, yeah, the pantry is going good. But if you're a community member listening right now and you really like to give back, or maybe you have some extra items in your cupboard you're just not going through, feel free to drop them off at our extension office, 2608 South 2nd Street. You don't need to bring them in. You can just drop them off at the pantry.
And I know Megan Carlson was talking the last time she was on and visiting with us about basically coming to the end of the 4-H year, starting another mm-hmm. one. And, you know, back then she was looking forward to getting a pie in the face at the end of the year event.
Yep.
Are you going to have a hand in any of that? Because her 4-H'ers really took up the challenge, didn't they?
They did. We reached, it was 125 for her to get a pie in the face, and we definitely went past that. So I don't know. I can't remember. She did have a person picked out to do it. It was like the last person that got enrolled if she attends. But I'll be there to witness it. So maybe I'll try to do a Facebook Live. I don't know what her plans are. Megan, if you're listening, sorry, maybe, and that's new information, but maybe we should try to Facebook Live it. But
well, you know, she was talking about maybe taking the 125th person.
Yep. So we've identified that person. I don't know if that person's been notified, so I won't say it over the radio. But yeah, so just today, Megan, she's working from home. She texted me and said we can officially color up to the 150 re-enrolled. So we have officially over 150 people, kids enrolled in our program, which is great. We're seeing them coming fast, but we did move our deadline up sooner. So, but this is we're going good, full steam ahead.
And the end of the year is, I think, the first week in November or
yep.
something like that. The
yep,
event on a Sunday.
Yep, our end of year celebration is November 7th at the fairgrounds for our youth, and it's not just people who turn in record books; it's everyone that's involved in 4-H.
So what kind of calls have you been getting lately? Has it been more having to do with the bugs and about the cold weather coming? But, you know, those little stink bugs and those little, I don't know what they call them, minute or minute bugs or whatever
the
they are.
Bugs. Yeah. Yes, the pirate bugs may go, erg. Yep. That's what someone taught me in extension. That's the only way that I can remember that. Yeah. Calls. We haven't gotten a whole lot of garden questions coming in yet. We're actually really getting a lot of good ag questions. We've gotten a lot of new farmers in the area. So I've been giving out the beginning farmer center's number out a lot. But yeah, right now I would say it's a lot of ag calls and a lot of new members for 4-H. I just took a call this morning with three kids that are going to get newly involved. So that's kind of where we're at. But I was expect some phone calls of some garden produce. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. Someone may call and say, I picked 20 green tomatoes. Now what do I do with them? I mean, those kind of calls do come in, and know that we have the answer line out there. That is usually what my resource is.
So what do we have coming up on the agenda here now that it's, you know, the harvest is almost done. We've got the first freeze of the year coming tonight and tomorrow night. So what's next on the general agenda?
For programming wise, we've got some after school programs planned for kind of the youth side of it, but for the Master Gardener side of it, we're going to celebrate that the harvest season is over. We're going to have I call it a harvest dinner. We're going to the plan and the goal is always for them to bring something that they could make out of their garden. That doesn't always happen, but that's okay. We just generally like to get together and eat food. But we're going to celebrate the end of the year right now. Of course, like I mentioned, I do have a master gardener out currently picking the last of the produce, but we have 804 pounds and counting picked and donated. So we're going to celebrate that in November at the November 2nd, I think, is our harvest dinner. So, and then after that, we'll just focus on doing some winter programming with youth, I think.
So as far as the Master Gardener program, have you got your new class locked in? Has that started yet, or is it about ready to?
It's about ready to end. We start that at the end of August. It's a little bit different this year because we did it fully online through a program called Canvas.com. But we've met three times in person. I'm meeting the fourth and final time with them next Thursday on the 28th to do the wrap-up of – because they can take their test starting in November and they have to have it completed by December 1st. So we'll go over tips and tricks for the test and like, okay, what's next? How do you go about doing the hours for next year?
And then you can rinse and repeat and start all over again.
I will, yes. Rinse and repeat, yep.
Well, we are just about out of time. Again, if somebody just came in, give us the quick tips again, since it's timely with the with the freeze warning tonight. What's the best thing to do if you want to try and keep some of that, as I tell Kyle, tender vegetation alive?
Yes, if you have some of your tender plants that you'd like to save, as Kyle would probably say, any plants that you want to save, give a quick shot of water sometime tomorrow, and then cover them up.
Now, should they do it tomorrow or tonight? Because it's supposed to freeze overnight tonight.
Oh, is it supposed to tonight on Thursday?
Yes.
That is tomorrow. Oh, I should have read the frost advisory better. Whenever the frost is supposed to hit, do it before the frost, sometime in the afternoon, so that it is tonight, then do it this afternoon. I apologize. I thought it was tomorrow. Always water your plants before frost is going to happen.
Okay.
And then cover them up. But obviously, the better choice, if you can, is always take them inside. But if it's in the ground, obviously, that's not an option.
Hey, Youth Fest has your schedule all messed up. Blame it on Youth Fest.
I was gone. Today it feels like a Tuesday to me.
Hey, as always, thanks for the time and the tips and all the work that you and the rest of the folks do at ISU Extension.
Thank you.
Chelsea Llewellyn, Program Manager with Marshall County ISU Extension and Outreach, our guest today here on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.